This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
It's 3-1 to Barcelona on aggregate. Barcelona, after the first leg win, then went on to win 2-0 against Valencia. Goals from Suarez and Messi. We saw Suarez to good effect in the first leg between these two. And it's 12 without defeat for Barcelona. 11 wins and 1 draw. They're in very good form. Paris Saint-Germain, though, now with it all to do. They've got those 3 away goals to overturn. Although Ibrahimovic is back, which is a positive.
He is back, and that is a positive. Like you mentioned, that they've got a couple of big players back. Marco Verratti's back after suspension as well. However, they're still missing Thiago Motta, and Thiago Silva was replaced by David Luiz, who was expected to be out for 4 weeks in the first leg. So I always
think... probably wishes he was. Well.
Yeah, I think so. He was schooled, wasn't he, by Luis Suarez in particular in that first leg. And the problem I have with David Luiz is the problem that everyone has with David Luiz. Just positionally, he gets out of control sometimes. And when he made the move from Chelsea to PSG, I was looking forward to seeing him link up with Thiago Silva, because Thiago Silva is such an experienced, quality defender. He could almost put his arm around David Luiz and tell him where he was going wrong. But with David Luiz having to come on for Thiago Silva, that completely worked against Paris Saint-Germain. And they're not going to overturn this deficit. Barcelona will qualify for the semi-finals of the Champions League, because you look at their record, they've lost just one of their last 31 Champions League home matches. They've won 24 of them, including all three in the group stage this time round. And of their last 9 home games in the competition, they've won 8 and drawn 1. So this is almost impossible for Paris Saint-Germain. The other problem with Paris Saint-Germain is they've got George Van de Ville in defence, and that opens up many possibilities. It's something I mentioned before the first leg. Neymar plays out on that side. Luis Suarez exploited George Van de Ville on that side as well. I find it difficult to oppose Barcelona in the 90 minutes market as well here, but Paris Saint-Germain must go for this game. They've got to attack, and with Zlatan Ibrahimovic being back, I think it's good news that he can link up with Edinson Cavani, who's coming for a little bit of criticism this time, this season really, Edinson Cavani. So it's a good thing that Zlatan Ibrahimovic is back alongside him on this occasion. I think they had chances in the first leg. I think they'll get chances in this leg as well. You look at where Barcelona are weakest. We've talked about their strengths in Neymar, Messi and Suarez up front, but they are weakest at the back. Gerard Pique playing alongside Javier Mascherano, who has been transformed into a central defender, with Sergio Busquets just holding everything together at the back. That's where they can still be exploited. So the bet that I like here is one of the bets towards the top of the betting page, and it's Barcelona to win and both teams to score at 8-5. We've seen, as a neutral, it's a great game to watch this, isn't it, Mark? Because you look back through their recent record, we've had a couple of 3-1s. Barcelona have beaten Paris Saint-Germain 3-1 on the last couple of occasions they've met, which includes the first leg here and that home win back on the 10th of December in Group F. And the match before that, Barcelona were beaten by Paris Saint-Germain 3-2 in Paris. So we've had entertaining games. I think we'll get another entertaining game here. So Barcelona, a 1-3 to win the match, which is very short. But Barcelona to win and both teams to score 8-5 looks attractive to me.
Yeah, I like it. PSG obviously have to go for it.
Yeah.
And I think Barcelona will just pick them apart at the back again. The combination between Suarez, Neymar and Messi is one of the best front three partnerships probably ever. And Thierry Henry alluded to it on Sky Sports, saying that the way it's set up now, it's similar to when he played at the club, because they've got a real number nine in the shape of Suarez. And he gets a bit of a run of things because people are concentrating on the wide man in Messi and Neymar, and it really just worked for him. It's I can see Barcelona win. I can see both teams scoring. So yeah,
I like Neymar to score any time. I mean, it was 6-4 in the first leg for Neymar to score any time, but obviously they were away from home, so the price is all bigger than they are on this occasion. Neymar's 10-11 to get a goal any time. Luis Suarez is 5-6. Lionel Messi is in the market at 8-13. Something else I mentioned on last week's podcast was Luis Suarez and his drive to succeed in the Champions League. It far outweighs his drive to succeed in La Liga this season. That's why he made that and the cash is why he made the move from Liverpool to Barcelona. So he is highly motivated in terms of, I think this Barcelona team's easily the most likely winners of the Champions League right now. So I like Suarez at 5-6 and Neymar at 10-11, both to score goals. But I'd just side Neymar because, as mentioned before, he'll be up against George Van de Veel, and I think Van de Veel's okay coming forward, but he's definitely suspect defensively, in my opinion. So I like Neymar anytime at 10-11, but my main bet here would be Barca to win and both teams to score at 8-5.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.